Hello, thank you for listening to this podcast recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology, or CIBIC. My name is Bonnie Norick, and I'm the Marketing Committee Chair for CIBIC Board of Directors. The topic of today's podcast is education and preparation for the initial CIC exam. CIBIC is accredited by the National Commission for Certifying Agencies, or NCCA. The NCCA accredits personnel certifying agencies that meet or exceed their standards. The accreditation is part of what lends CIBIC its validity and ensures that those who earn the CIC credential are competent in the field of infection prevention and control. In order to become accredited or maintain its accreditation, CIBIC must follow a set of standards outlined by the NCCA. One of these standards addresses what a certifying agency can and cannot do in regards to education. It is because of this accreditation that these standards that CIBIC does not offer, promote, endorse educational materials or preparatory classes. At this time, the only form of education that CIBIC offers is a series of online webinars previously recorded at the APIC 2015 annual conference. These webinars can be purchased on the CIBIC website. However, they do not guarantee success on the examination, and CIBIC does not require candidates to purchase them in order to sit for the exam. Though CIBIC does not provide education for the exam, we are aware that APIC and other third-party organizations offer study guides, flashcards, webinars, and prep classes, and other study resources to help the candidates prepare for the CIC exam. CIBIC cannot recommend any of these third-party study resources. We do, however, recommend that the candidates do their research and shop smart when looking around for resources to help them prepare for certification. There are many resources out there that use CIBIC's name, and none of them work for CIBIC to prepare the resources. While CIBIC does not recommend nor endorse specific study materials, we do provide the list of references used to write the CIBIC exam. You can find these references in the Candidate Handbook on the CIBIC website. Also in the Candidate Handbook is a content outline. This should be used to identify which area candidates need to focus on when studying. In addition to all of this, CIBIC offers a practice exam, which is made up of retired exam questions and allows the candidate to get a better idea of what to expect at the testing center. When outlining your study plan, please keep in mind that once you apply to take the exam, you will have 90 days to schedule and take the exam, so you should already be prepared when you apply. You can find the How to Prepare for the CIC exam webpage on the CIBIC website under the Certification tab. This page outlines more in depth some of the topics we have discussed today. If you have any additional questions regarding the education and preparation for the initial CIC exam, please contact the CIBIC office at info@cibic.org or by phone at 414-918-9796. Thank you for listening to this podcast that was produced and recorded by the Certification Board of Infection Control and Epidemiology.